Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting third. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The right fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting third. The shortstop, Jim Fregosi. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buck Rogers. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clyde Wright. Pitching for the California Angels, Clyde Wright. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Cardenal reaches second base with a double. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford juggles the ball. That's an error on Buford. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardenal scores. Adcock moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Angels. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knoop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with right covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Clyde Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a pop-up towards short. Fregosi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knupp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. John Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fregosi hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Angels, 1. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knupp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward moves to third. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ward tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Romano moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wright fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Adcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buford moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wright fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. Knoop hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Romano is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fregosi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adcock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Buford reaches second base with a double. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Agee is walked intentionally. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing left field. Tommy McCraw now playing right field. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 2 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogers moves to second. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Skowron is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 3 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Floyd Robinson now playing right field. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Norm Seaborn pinch hits for Clyde Wright. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Schall pinch runs for Norm Seaborn. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cardinal hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John Stone is 0-for-3 in the game. John Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Lee now pitching. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-3 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Buford hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Noop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fregosi hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and California Angels, 1. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.